Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about how Patek Philippe makes a guest appearance on the hit TV show Billions. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. On their watch fans, it's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I'm a really big fan of the show Billions. I don't know if any of you know that show, but it airs on Sundays on Showtime at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is 10 p.m. Pacific. And it's such a great show because it's like, it takes place in New York. Any show that takes place in New York for me is an instant watch because I love that city so much and it's so cool. But basically, it's a show about a billionaire who's being taken down by the U.S. Attorney's Office. Paul Giamatti's in it. There's some amazing actors in the show. Without spoiling anything, it's just a very interesting premise. You see all kinds of wealth and opulence and deception and things that happen within, you know, within New York and within just being wealthy of that magnitude. You see the wealth, you see the opulence, you see the houses, you see the cars, you see the watches, you see all sorts of amazing things. And on this past episode on Billions, the Patek Philippe made a guest appearance on the show, and it was towards the end of the show. There's a supporting actor by the name of Asia Dillon, who plays the character Taylor on the show. And, you know, you pans out to the outside of Wempe. Wempe is, you know, probably, in my opinion, one of the best luxury watch retailers in the world and one of the best luxury watch retailers in New York. I know Wempe very well. I know the GM, Rudiger. I know some of his staff. They're a German retailer, and they have locations all over the world. But so Taylor walks into the show, played by Asia Dillon, walks to a sales associate, asks the sales associate if they have a particular watch. The sales associate replies, 5270R in rose gold. We do have one. So then the sales associate goes back and brings out the watch and a trade to Taylor and says, perpetual calendar chronograph, silver opaline dial, day, month, and leap year in apertures, moon phase, sapphire crystal case back with inch dust cover, fold over clasp and 18 karat rose gold, $164,400. You're welcome to try it on. And then Taylor replies, I'll take it. And then in the next scene, Taylor is wearing the watch and walks into a restaurant to meet Axe, played by actor Damian Lewis, one of the central characters on the show who plays a billionaire, and he notices the watch and says, nice piece. I gotta say, what I love most about, you know, this particular product placement was that there was no mention at all from any of the characters about the brand Patek Philippe. When the sales associate went back to get the watch on the tray, you see the shop-in-shop, the Patek Philippe shop-in-shop boutique concept with the name Patek Philippe, but there's no mention by any of the characters of the watch brand. They do pan onto the dial. They do pan onto the movement. And, you know, if you're paying attention, that would be enough for you to identify that it was a Patek Philippe watch. Very subtle yet impactful, I thought. The show is a massive hit, like worldwide. So this builds brand awareness on a global scale. If you haven't had a chance to see the show Billions, definitely check it out on Showtime. Again, it airs on Sundays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a really entertaining show. Each show is almost like a miniature movie. This is massive for Patek Philippe. It's massive for Wempe. And, you know, I love the way the watch sort of just wedged itself into the storyline. And it wasn't like, you know, you never really saw too much of the watch. But even though it was like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, however long that segment was, I thought it was very powerful. And I thought it was great that there's no mention of it. And like that, Patek Philippe is one of those brands, like, you could be wearing like a $200,000 watch and you have no idea what its price value is, what it's valued at, and what it's made out of necessarily. I mean, people who know watches will know immediately that it's a Patek, or that it's a nice watch, or that it's a highly complicated watch. But Patek Philippe is one of those brands that people have heard of the brand for sure. They may not know exactly what it is, but I just thought it was a very smart placement on Patek's part, on the show's part, on whoever was responsible for putting that particular piece on the show. I thought it was just a really, really well played out sequence, and it fit in perfectly with the storyline of the show. And you know, I've watched that sequence over and over again because I love when, and I've been reporting about watches on TV shows for over 10 years. So this isn't anything new for me. I know a lot of my colleagues of late, in the last couple of years, have started reporting about, you know, watches and TV shows or on musicians or whatever. But for me, this is something I've kind of done from day one. Wempe is located on 700 Fifth Avenue, New York, New York, zip code 10019. Again, it's one of the best retailers in the world for luxury watches. They carry Rolex, they carry Patek Philippe, they carry a slew of other brands, and you can definitely check them out. I don't work with Wempe. I have a lot of respect for Wempe, but I can definitely help you get this watch. I mean, if you're looking for this watch, I don't know what it will come priced at, but I can certainly help you. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that this was able to be a part of something that's sort of in our culture, you know. Nobody's watching TV these days. Everybody's binge watching TV shows like Billions that are just so well acted. Everything in the show is pretty great, you know. All the characters are awesome. All the characters are, you know, deep and sort of have many layers, and it's very entertaining. So, you know, it fits in with the world of the name of the show is Billions, so it totally fits into the name. I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy who plays a billionaire and the world around him, and this is, watches happens to be that for a man. You know, watch, to me, a watch is even more important than a car or any other accessory a man can wear, because you can sleep with it, you can take it with you anywhere, and it says something about who you are. It says something about your class, your style, where you come from, your taste. You know, it says a lot about so many different things without saying a word. Honestly, that's kind of what the show did. It said a lot without saying a word about the brand name, and it let the watch do the talking. It let the you know, the details do the talking. It let the design do the talking, the dial, the movement, what have you. So definitely reach out to me. My email is amitdavehond@gmail.com. I work on a $150 consultation fee. If you decide to buy a watch from me, I deduct the $150 from the final purchase price of the watch. Check out my website, www.amitdavehond.com. It's a great place to go and get educated if you want to listen to a podcast, or if you want to check out my services page, or you can stream my Facebook live posts. In the About section on the right-hand corner, you'll definitely see my, you know, services. I mean, my Facebook Live streams of, you know, watches I like, or videos I do, or the latest information of what I'm doing and what I'm up to. You can also check out Kingsley 1945 watches. These are watches that are style designed and hand assembled in Providence, Rhode Island, by the Kingsley Watch Company. I'm a distributor of the brand for the West Coast, and I'm very proud to be. You can even buy the watch right off, literally order the watch off the website. Usually it takes 2 to 3 weeks to hand assemble. Once we get your payment, whether it's PayPal or wire, and then we ship the watch to you, you know, once it's been fully tested. And yeah, definitely check out that brand. It's probably one of my favorite brands in the world, and it's an independent brand, and we make less than 1,000 watches a year, and they're all hand assembled in the USA in Providence, Rhode Island. So check that out. You can check out my videos, there's so much. My world-renowned blog, read my blog posts. And, you know, for those of you who have been supporting my podcast, thank you so much. For you new listeners, welcome. I would appreciate your feedback. I work hard to do these podcasts, and I love educating you and giving you the latest and greatest information. So definitely give me your positive feedback. I'd really appreciate it. And until next time, rock on and fly back.